hadn't finished, a thought flashed in his mind. No one could touch the man that plots or battles. Shh, he hissed back. Odysseus had a plan. One of our fighters over there might hear you. Then he propped his head on his forearm, calling out, "Friends, wake up!" I slept, and a god sent down a dream. It warned that we're too far from the ships, exposed. Go, someone, tell Agamemnon, our field marshal. He might rush reinforcements from the beach. Thoas, son of Andraemon, sprang up at once, flung off his purple cloak, and ran to the ships, while I, bundling into his wrap, was glad at heart, till dawn rose on her golden throne once more. Oh, make me young again, and the strength inside me steady as a rock. One of the swineherds here would lend a wrap for love of a good soldier, respect as well. Now they spurn me, dressed in filthy rags. And you replied, Eumaeus, loyal swineherd. Now that was a fine yarn you told, old-timer, not without point, not without profit either. You won't want for clothes or whatever else is due a worn-out traveller come for help, not for tonight at least. Tomorrow morning you'll have to flap around in rags again. Here we've got no store of shirts and cloaks, no changes. Just one wrap per man, that's all. But just you wait till Odysseus's dear son comes back. That boy will deck you out in a cloak and shirt and send you off wherever your heart desires. With that he rose to his feet, laid out a bed by the fire, throwing over it skins of sheep and goats, and down Odysseus lay. Eumaeus flung on his guest the heavy flaring cloak he kept in reserve to wear when winter brought some wild storm. So here Odysseus slept, and the young hand slept beside him. Not the swineherd, not his style to bed indoors apart from his pigs. He geared up to go outside, and it warmed Odysseus's heart. Eumaeus cared so much for his absent master's goods. First, over his broad shoulders he slung a whetted sword, wrapped himself in a cloak, stitched tight to block the wind, and adding a cape, the pelt of a shaggy well-fed goat, he took a good sharp lance to fight off men and dogs. Then out he went, to sleep where his white-tusked boars had settled down for the night, just under a jutting crag that broke the north wind's blast. Book 15. The Prince Set Sail for Home. Now south, through the spacious dancing rings of Lacedaemon, Athena went to remind the hero's princely son of his journey home, and spur him on his way. She found him there with Nestor's gallant son, bedded down in the porch of illustrious Menelaus. Pisistratus, at least, overcome with deep, sound sleep, but not Telemachus. Welcome sleep could not hold him. All through the god-sent night he lay awake, tossing with anxious thoughts about his father. Hovering over him, eyes ablaze, Athena said, "It's wrong, Telemachus, wrong to rove so far, so long from home, leaving your own holdings unprotected. Crowds in your palace so brazen, they'll carve up all your wealth, devour it all, and then your journey here will come to nothing. Quickly, press Menelaus, lord of the war-cry, to speed you home at once, if you want to find your irreproachable mother still inside your house. Even now her father and brothers urge Penelope to marry Eurymachus, who excels all other suitors at giving gifts and drives the bride price higher. She must not carry anything off against your will. You know how the heart of a woman always works. She likes to build the wealth of her new groom, of the son she bore, of her dear departed husband, not a memory of the dead, no questions asked. So sail for home, I say. With your own hands turn over all your goods to the one serving woman you can trust the most, till the gods bring to light your own noble bride. And another thing, take it to heart, I tell you. Picked men of the suitors lie in ambush, grim set in the straits between Ithaca and rocky Same, poised to kill you before you can reach home, but I have my doubts they will. Sooner the earth will swallow down a few of those young gallants who eat you out of house and home these days. Just give the Channel Islands a wide berth, push on in your trim ship, sail night and day, and the deathless god who guards and pulls you through will send you a